Suzette, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks so much for joining me. Now, straight into the thick of it, what can you tell us about the history of the Parramatta Female Factory?
Well, it's a very evolving history, and it has something for everyone. It's a very rich tapestry. Of course, everyone will know it as a female factory. A lot of people don't understand what a factory is. They weren't building women, but it were convicts that came from the British Isles out here to work. It was a workhouse. It was like a Protestant workhouse. It was also a marriage bureau. So any of the young colony could come in at a certain time of the month and pick a woman from the first or second class women to take home to be a wife. So it really made the mothers of our nation. I think there's 1 in 7 people in Australia can direct their ancestors back to this one site. But of course, it was a very important Indigenous area for the Darug people for millennia before that. Then of course, we were colonised, and this became a female factory for about 27 years. But then it evolved to become an asylum. So it has this ongoing mental health history there, as well as a reformatory. So it's always been a place for the destitute. And it's a very hidden place, but only 1 kilometre from Parramatta's CBD.
Yeah, right. I mean, as you mentioned, yeah, different eras of history for the site. Why do you think it is so important that a site like this and the different eras of its history is kept in our knowledge, in our history of Australia's past?
Well, I think any country's history, whether it be good or bad, must be kept as a reflection back on where we've come from and where we've moved on to. You know, you can't scrub out history. I think it's very important for, the next generation to learn about this site. And it's obviously a very important architectural site. We've got a library of government architectural work here. James Barnett, who did the town hall, which everyone's very familiar with lately, Walter Liberty Vernon, and, of course, Francis Greenway, the first government architect. So architecturally, it's a library of some really magnificent built structures, but environmentally significant as well. The gardens there were part of mental health care, much in the same as Callan Park. Is you'll go to all these wonderful old mental health hospitals and they have enormous landscape gardens, and this one had over 400 plants donated by the Royal Botanic Gardens to it. So it has a great environmental significance, this green open space where these beautiful buildings sit in. And I think as we become a more built, high-density environment, as we are in Sydney, these green spaces are vital to be kept for today's mental health, really.
Yeah, well, definitely, of course, very important. I want to bring up the heritage listing of the site.
Yes.
Now, I understand your group was involved in the process of having the site added to the National Heritage
List.
There
were many groups involved, and there's obviously a lot of the National Trust, Female Factory Friends. We've also had the very great support of the Australian Institute of Architects, and the Australian Institute of Landscape Architects New South Wales have come on board as well. Now, this has all become very prominent because the state government's development arm, Urban Growth New South Wales, got ownership of this site for $1 this year, and their plan is to subdivide the 20 hectares of parklands that the female factory sit in for subdivision for up to 3,000 units. So therefore, the community has really got quite angered about this, and this wonderful site sort of being secondary to a housing development. And so about 2015, when I think Barry O'Farrell had announced the plans for this site, the community got quite angered with this development going here. And so we have been spending 3 years just trying to bring awareness to the site, because there's people in Parramatta that don't even know about this place, and really the whole of Australia should be extremely concerned about the future vision for this site, which has really not been given its full scope. The site should inform any development, not a development inform the site's future. So we've been working very hard to put an alternative vision together, the community. We've hired our own architect, and we've come up with an alternative vision for this to become Parramatta's cultural precinct, where we have a Museum of New South Wales, an Indigenous museum, all encompassed in this, what we hope to be a World Heritage Site. We're not stopping at National Heritage listing.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Suzette Mead, president of the North Parramatta Residents Action Group, about the recent addition of the Parramatta Female Factory to our National Heritage List, trying to find out a little bit more about the history of the Female Factory. Suzette, you were speaking about sort of all of the different organisations that got involved with having this added to the heritage list, and your organisation, the North Parramatta Residents Action Group, was of course part of that. What's next for your organisation?
Well, I mean, we were very heavily involved and quite prominent, I guess, as we got a green band from Jack Mundy and the CFMEU in 2015. So there's still an active green band on the entire site, and I think it may be one of the largest green bands. So we still have that up our sleeve, and of course it has National Heritage listing. Now, World Heritage listing works a lot different. It has to be promoted by the politicians, so we can't actually put in an application for that. So we need to work in a bipartisan manner with all levels of government pushing this beyond World Heritage. Now, that's done with UNESCO. There, you might be aware, or your listeners tonight might be aware of the existing convict sites. There's 11 sites that were named as Australia's important convict sites. These include Port Arthur, the Fremantle Prison, Cascades Female Factory, the Hyde Park Barracks, Old Government House in Parramatta, and we feel that the best way forward would be to add the Parramatta Female Factory precinct onto this existing convict site listing with UNESCO World Heritage, because it makes sense. Its context reads with these other sites of colonisation, rather than starting a new application with UNESCO. So that will be where we're heading. We'll be talking to ICOMOS, Australia's ICOMOS. Now, for those that don't know what ICOMOS stands for, it's the International Council on Monuments and Sites, and they recommend to UNESCO what should be listed. And we've already had cursory conversations with ICOMOS, and they believe that this is of World Heritage status. So, unfortunately, we need to rely on now of the politicians working together to promote this site to be UNESCO World Heritage listed before any development application is made for 3,000 units to proceed.
It'll be interesting seeing just how much the politicians can get done. Recent history indicates it's very little. But it sounds like a fantastic work you've been doing.
We're not giving up.
Yeah, no, well,
it
would,
for the long haul.
Would definitely be a travesty to see this space be changed into 3,000 apartment blocks.
There's definitely a lot more scope, and we've been working with the Parramatta Chamber of Commerce as well, and speaking to them on how a huge cultural hub here for Parramatta, which we don't have any cultural institutions in Parramatta, and we are Australia's, you know, next big city. We're the River City and the Greater Sydney Commission's plan. To have a cultural hub here bringing in cultural tourists who stay longer and spend more money than sporting stadiums would bring, for instance, would be beneficial for existing businesses in Parramatta, more jobs, more growth, and more tourism for Parramatta than units would bring, which would be a short-term gain for the government. This would be a long-term gain for Western Sydney.
Well, I feel like adding jobs and growth on there is certainly a good way to prick up some ears. Suzette, thanks so much for joining me to talk a little bit about the Parramatta Female Factory. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.